This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's Vietnam veterans.
Those who served in Vietnam get together at veterans organizations, military reunions, and increasingly through online connections. They've also gathered at the Minnesota Humanities Center. The nonprofit developed an initiative that seeks to, quote, amplify, honor, and recognize the contribution of Minnesota veterans.
Let's name and strengthen what connects us rather than what separates us. That's the work of the center.
Its president and CEO, David O'Fallon, welcomed several dozen Vietnam vets who regularly gathered at the St. Paul organization.
We've been really lucky to be getting to know more and more of you.
The Humanities Center invited veterans to brainstorm ways to reflect on their experience in Vietnam using the arts, writing, theater, and storytelling.
Because that's like being live, being there.
Veteran Bob Connor recalled how fellow GIs embraced the new technology of the tape recorder, using it in place of posted letters.
I mean, we had a few guys that couldn't read, and this made their life a lot better. But they could still communicate.
Connor suggested finding vintage audio as a real-time storytelling technique.
From Vietnam back to the States or from the States to somebody in Vietnam. If there are some authentic ones that are still exist.
The Humanities Center is working to create and preserve a permanent and personal record of the service of Minnesota's Vietnam vets and then share it with the rest of us.
The Veterans Voices Project is a commitment of this center for years to come.
Veterans Voices Vietnam is produced by Ambers in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the state of Minnesota. Online at ambers.org.